Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Let's kick this off. Rampage killings, they are always the gift that keeps on giving if you are a gun grabber. That is without a doubt. And, well, you know, some of these things just, I don't know, how would I put this? They get on my nerves. Some of the things I do, some of the very predictable things I do. Rampage killings are also a great excuse for lawmakers and media to push for more red flag laws. Like the recent Club Q shooting in Colorado that killed 5 people, injured 22 others. But there are several problems with this. Because these laws are largely left up to interpretation. And 2, it's very difficult to put these laws into action without violating constitutional rights. And 3, states that do have these laws fail to effectively use them, rendering any discussion or legislation in this realm to be a waste of time. In June, the House passed a gun control bill that allowed for red flag laws, meaning that a person's family member, coworker, friend, police officer, or another person close to them can petition federal courts to remove firearms from that person's home if they believe they are a significant risk of harming themselves or others. And often firearms are then temporarily removed from possession of the person being flagged as a risk before any hearings take place. The House bill has yet to pass in the Senate. 19 states in Washington, D.C. have red flag laws, but the Supreme Court recently dealt a blow to red flag laws. In the case of Coniglia v. Strom, the Supreme Court protected both privacy rights, Fourth Amendment, and gun rights, Second Amendment, by ruling that the unwarranted search of the home and seizure of the firearms in possession of the individual in question, Edward Coniglia, to be unconstitutional. Then, a recent article from the Poynter Institute concluded that while there have been instances where court orders resulting from red flag laws may have prevented suicide, there is simply not enough research to conclude that these laws prevent dangerous people from killing others. And even in many of these 19 states that have red flag laws, a recent study from the Associated Press found that they are rarely used. For example, Chicago had 8,500 shootings, which led to 1,800 deaths since 2020. But red flag laws have only been used 4 times in Chicago. A recent study from the Crime Prevention Research Center, John Lott, found that the supposed high support for these red flag laws is likely due to the public's lack of knowledge about how they work. Well, you know, it has a whole lot to do with the fact that most people are just disconnected from politics. So when they hear about this, they're like, oh, this is a good idea. I think this is splendid. Now, when survey respondents are informed of the lack of due process in most of these red flag cases, strong support of these laws came down from 34% to 14% when they find out, well, hey, we're violating due process. So, back in 2018, the ACLU of Rhode Island spoke out against red flag laws, raising concerns about the impact these laws would have on civil liberty. And they don't seem to work because of their inherent vagueness. First, determining whether a person is a danger to themselves or others is widely left to the discretion of the police officer present. Second, a recent article from Reason.com, which examined Colorado's red flag law in the wake of the Club Q massacre, stated that the significant risk standard used to determine if a person is a risk is open to wide interpretation, and the process encourages judges to err on the side of issuing orders, putting innocent people in danger of losing their Second Amendment rights. It also pointed out how the red flag law would have likely expired months before the Club Q attack unless the police or another petitioner was granted an extension by successfully making the case that the would-be shooter remained a threat. Ergo, the law would have not made any difference. So then, let's see what Mark Oliva, Managing Director of Public Affairs for the NSSF, what his thoughts are on red flag laws. And he said that NSSF has never opposed a red flag law so long as those laws have due process rights and protections written into them. The difficulty is that out of the 19 states in the District of Columbia that have these laws right now, none of them have due process rights and protections written into them. So basically he's saying, well, I don't like them. He provides a hypothetical example of a woman whose abuser calls authorities and reports that she is suicidal, so her firearm should be taken away. Now, under the current red flag law some states have, while she's awaiting procedural due process, she would be unarmed and unable to protect herself and therefore vulnerable to the abuser. Oliva also points to the failure of authorities in these states that do have red flag law to utilize them properly to remove firearms from the possession of individuals like the shooter in Buffalo, New York. There, Peyton Gadron was never given a mental health hearing after his family expressed concerns about his erratic behavior, and therefore he was still allowed to have the firearm in his possession. Oliva points out that despite these failures to properly enforce the laws these states already have, there are louder and louder cries for more gun control. Then there's Sheila Matthews, co-owner of Able Child, a national parents' rights organization which is dedicated to protecting full informed consent and the right to refuse psychiatric services. They see these red flag laws as red herrings or diversions from the real problems that the nation is facing that are the root of many of these violent tragedies. And I've talked about this before. For decades, Able Child has been calling for investigations into the connection between mass shootings and psychiatric drugs, and they have yet to get this investigation. Many of these shooters were taking psychiatric drugs at the time the crime was committed. The 2005 Red Lake, Minnesota school shooter was taking Prozac at the time of the massacre. Able Child submitted a written request to the United States Attorney for the District of Minnesota, as well as the FDA, requesting a full investigation into the event. In 1999, one of the Columbine shooters, Eric Harris, was taking the antidepressant Luvox. Fast forward to Las Vegas, Stephen Paddock had anti-anxiety medication in his urine. According to Ms. Matthews, pharmaceutical companies in the mental health industry take zero responsibility for the link between psychiatric drugs and rampage killings. There was a leap in gun control after 2012, after the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, which is still obscured in a cloud of unanswered questions related to Adam Lanza's psychiatric care. First, there was the criminal charges and other serious allegations involving Dr. Paul Fox, a psychiatrist who played a big part in Lanza's treatment. In 2016, he was arrested by the DHS and eventually convicted of a felony. According to the state police report, the Yale Child Study Center evaluated and treated Lanza from October 2006 to February 2007. Lanza's mother sent an email to them in February of 2007 requesting that Dr. Fox take the lead role in treatment that Adam would be receiving. Just 6 days after the email was sent, treatment abruptly ended. And after that, there's been no information made available to the public regarding what became of Lanza's mental health treatment or what psychiatric drugs he was taking. But legislation was passed to allocate millions of taxpayer funds to increase mental health services and implement severe gun control measures. So if we're going to actually get out there and, prevent these tragedies and work on these issues, the government has got to investigate long-endured common denominators from these school shootings and instead get away from threatening the rights of law-abiding citizens with legislation like a red flag law. That's still only looking at the symptom, not the cause. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, the Bill of Rights, the first two are very, very important. The First Amendment is one way that we use to try to protect the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is there in place to force the issue if things get sideways. And I'm really concerned about the First Amendment. The Second Amendment seems to be counterpunching as good as it can at the moment. First Amendment, no. The First Amendment... very slowly, as I look at this, it's almost like it's dying because state, and it isn't dying because state actors and a political party colluded with giant tech platforms and media outlets to censor speech and sabotage elections. That's just what you see. That's if you go online, you see it. If you look at anything now on TV or something, you see it there. But it only exists there in the media. It doesn't, it's not a tangible like anything you can hold in your hand. It's just information. And all of that that you see right now is a byproduct of a corrosive trend. And it's very clear to me that many Americans have stopped idealizing free expression. They don't view it as a neutral value or societal good. They don't even view it as a platitude. They definitely don't believe in counter-speech doctrine. Some people, in fact, are fine with compelling their fellow citizens to say things. Technocrats, journalists, the president, the self-styled experts often view unfettered speech as a cancer that threatens diversity or social justice or democracy or the environment or safety or unions or you name the issue. They're perched high above speech in the hierarchy of modern values. The First Amendment doesn't work because guys in powder wigs wrote down the words. As Scalia once said, every banana republic in the world has a Bill of Rights. But because society embraces its underlying value as they did due process or property rights. The spirit of the thing matters. The reason. You don't have to be a free speech absolutist to believe that banning the president from tweeting on an allegedly neutral platform undermines the spirit of open discourse. And we're now often a society of self-censors, which, as Orwell noted, is as pernicious as any other variant. You can have your say, the leftist assures you. You just can't have it on any platform or outlet with wide reach. Look at the thermonuclear meltdown on the left over the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk. And, you know, Elon Musk's big sin is he believed what he was told when he was told, I can come here and I can say what I want and do what I want. So, that's what he had in mind when he bought this. He wanted to open up the discourse. Orwell was concerned that independent journalists and publishers would keep certain topics out of print, not because they were frightened of prosecution, because they were frightened of public opinion. Right? It's just like the Republicans. The Republicans won't do certain things because they're afraid of the reporters and the producers at ABC and CBS and NBC. They're going to make them mad. They're going to say bad things about them. The illiberal, and they call themselves liberal because they claim to be for liberty and freedom and democracy and all this other nonsense, and they're not. They're not. And what you're getting now, being churned out of the J schools these days, aren't nervous. They're not nervous about consumer blowback. Like, back to those producers at ABC, CBS, and NBC, they're not refusing to cover the Twitter files. They're not doing it because they're trying to hide the truth, but because they can't comprehend why social media, colluding with the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the White House to quash stories in the preservation of democracy, is newsworthy to begin with. In 2017, there was a bunch of stuff about Trump threatening to revoke NBC's broadcast license for spreading fake news. Now, of course, NBC News has no constitutional right to that license, but threatening your critics clearly conflicts with once accepted principle of free discourse. And the same goes for Trump's executive order empowering the White House to collect complaints on online censorship. It distressed the liberals. They were very distressed over this attack on free speech. But in July of 2021, Jen Psaki casually noted that the White House had been flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation, and there was not a peep from anybody. Biden Communications Director Kate Bedingfield later contended that social media companies should be held accountable for the opinions of commenters singling out conservative outlets who are creating irresponsible content. And Joe Biden accused Facebook of killing people by allowing people to have their say. And that was before the DHS tried to set up a Ministry of Truth. So on what constitutional grounds did the executive branch, which has the power to punish companies, get involved in monitoring the opinions of citizens on private outlets? Nobody, not a single champion of, quote, democracy, thought to ask that. Unlike many conservatives, Section 230, which allows sites to host third-party content without worrying about being sued, I don't have a problem with that. It restrains litigiousness and allows a chaotic internet to exist. It is the Wild West. If you want it to be the Wild West, that's fine. If you don't want it to be the Wild West, if you don't want it to be free, then you get in there and you start trying to put restraints in place. If legislators in 1996 had understood the open nature of the project, we would not have this internet. Handing government bureaucrats more power to arbitrate fairness by removing these protections as if the state has even bolstered dissent would be a tragic miscalculation. In 1918, Woodrow Wilson and his allies passed the Sedition Act, empowering the Postmaster General to censor letters, pamphlets, and books over the threat of false reports or false statements, which all sounds quite familiar. The authoritarian mission creep soon led to arrests, including that of a socialist presidential candidate. But Wilson didn't only fight the scourge of misinformation and fake news with laws and cops. He did it with the help of powerful newspaper owners and business interests. And the blacklisting of actors and directors by big studios in the 1950s wasn't compelled by law. They did it on their own. And one common thing about authoritarians, they always claim that liberty must be subdued because of some perilous historical moment. And that moment is now every time Democrats don't get their way. And if these people have no problem with the state and the corporations that control the public square working together to dictate appropriate speech, how long is it before the idea of curbing dangerous disinformation through legislation is normalized? Now, we do have this iteration of the Supreme Court, and it may offer a temporary bulwark against attacks on, you know, liberty, but at some point, if a majority voters stop caring, it won't matter who owns Twitter or who sits on the court. You can't make people be free. We won't go to be Stalinist Russia. But we could very easily end up much like modern Europe, a less vibrant, less free, less dynamic place. And that's bad enough. And don't worry. You'll still get to say whatever you want, whenever you want. You just won't be able to say it anywhere important. So we better get on the stick and start counterpunching against this because they're not going to stop their full court press. They are absolutely going to continue to do it from now on. From now on, it'll never go away, and we're going to be here. They are in California. They already don't want anybody to talk about the Second Amendment in any good way. Although that's getting slapped around too. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday raised its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years, indicating the fight against inflation is not over. Despite some promising signs lately, keeping with expectations, the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee voted to boost the overnight borrowing rate 0.5 percentage point, taking it to a targeted rate between 4.25% and 4.5%. Stocks have fallen. Investors fear a recession is looming. The retail sales report disappointed. disappointed as well. The Dow has been down by more than 900 points at times today. The clock is ticking for you to get your holiday packages into the U.S. mail.
The U.S. Postal Service says this Saturday, the 17th, is the latest you can send packages by its cheapest service, Retail Ground, and be assured they'll arrive by Christmas. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, one thing about the left, when they love a ballot measure to impose new gun control laws like Measure 114 in Oregon. They love them even when the courts question their constitutionality. Because that's not legislation. That's a referendum. And, you know, sometimes that's not the best idea. Now, if Republicans turn to voter referendums and constitutional amendments to strengthen the Second Amendment, like they're doing in Montana, Democrats declare an existential crisis is at hand. So thanks to the midterm elections, Republicans in the state now enjoy a supermajority in both legislative chambers as well as the governor's office. That gives them the numbers on paper to start the ball rolling on amending the state's constitution, and several lawmakers are already looking at one area they say is in desperate need of reform, the unfettered power given to the state's Board of Regents in establishing rules and policies governing public colleges and universities in Montana. Earlier this year, the state Supreme Court overturned a law establishing a process by which law-abiding citizens could legally carry a concealed firearm on those campuses, ruling that the state legislature has now power to overturn the prohibition put in place by the regents. Speaking to a local radio station this week, Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen declared that the decision was so egregiously awful that it's no surprise legislators have adopted the strategy of changing the state constitution itself. He said, when that constitutional carry on campuses fight went to the Montana Supreme Court, that's literally what the Montana Supreme Court ruled. That's what the universities, that the university system is so powerful that it could suspend the Bill of Rights on the university campuses, and I think that's incredibly dangerous. That's why you're seeing constitutional initiative bills being dropped in the legislature, because you got legislators who are upset about this process. Now, this attempt to curb the regent's power goes beyond Second Amendment concerns, touching on the individual freedom of speech as well. Several referendum proposals concern Montana's Board of Regents, or the part of the Constitution that lays out the duties of that body, which oversees the state's public university system. And while declining to specify the language he'll pursue, Representative Mike Hopkins, of Representative of Missoula, said his request is a direct response to recent court rulings striking down GOP-sponsored laws that sought to set policies on college campuses. He said, I think what we're dealing with is a language clarifying that the Board of Regents has to respect all portions of the Constitution. It doesn't get to pick and choose. One of his bills from the 2021 session was recently struck down by the courts for attempting to impose policies on internal university affairs, which the Supreme Court has said is an authority given to the Board of Regents by the state constitution. The bill sought to prohibit universities from disciplining students for speech, with some exceptions. It was among four laws passed by Republicans in 2021 that have been struck down for overstepping the Board of Regents' authority. Hopkins suggested his referendum could have also be crafted to grant the legislature oversight power of the board. The Missoulian reports at least five requests for draft legislation to amend the Constitution that specifically concerns firearms have been filed by lawmakers, though all of the details of this aren't really clear at the moment. Whatever the final language looks like, it's clear that the intention of the state legislature is both to ensure that it has the final say on gun laws throughout the state, and that your constitutionally protected rights are treated with the fundamental importance that they deserve everywhere in the state. Everywhere in the state. And amusingly, the same party that generally believes constitutions are living, breathing documents that can be changed simply by reinterpreting their text is now trying to argue that allowing voters to amend the state constitution is a terrible idea. They have painted the GOP supermajority as an existential threat to the state's guiding document. And Republicans have argued that a supermajority doesn't give them unchecked power over the future of the state constitution. They're only proposals until the voters decide. Senate Minority Leader Pat Flowers counters that Montana voters have the ability every 20 years to vote for a new constitutional convention to draft up a fresh document. And so far they've opted to keep it since 1972's update. And he said it's naive to just label these as options for voters. He said, anytime you put a referendum on the ballot, it has the potential to pass. If that referendum passes and we lose fundamental rights and freedoms that are in the Constitution, that's an incredible loss for the state, in my opinion, and can change the state in dramatic ways. And that can definitely happen, like we're seeing in Oregon, with the very deeply flawed and unconstitutional Measure 114, narrowly approved by 50.7% of the voters last month. Now, when it comes to the gun-related amendments being proposed in Montana, the intent isn't to strip away fundamental rights and freedoms, but to ensure that they're protected from government intrusion by anybody, whether it's the state or one of its many political subdivisions, like the Board of Regents. So it's also silly to equate a constitutional convention with simply amending the existing document. We could call for an Article 5 convention of the states under the U.S. Constitution, but we've never actually done it. Instead, we've repeatedly amended the Constitution when support for particular measures have been widespread enough that they can achieve the large majorities required to modify the framework of government. Montana requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to even bring a proposed amendment to the voters, which is a substantial burden, but one that can now be met, at least if the Republicans sit together in defense of the right to keep and bear arms. These college campuses are not fiefs. And I'll give you a good example in Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm from. Right dead center of the downtown city, you have the University of South Carolina. At the bottom of the hill of the University of South Carolina, which is very much a part of it, because beyond the bottom of that hill, a lot of the student housing goes out there. And at the bottom of the hill is something called Five Points. Five Points is a very picturesque little shopping area. They call it Five Points because five streets converge at this one point. It's, It's sort of a cool little area. It's got, it sort of has a bohemian feel to it. A lot of little restaurants and bars and shops and secondhand suits and all this other stuff. It's sort of cool. I like it a great deal. At night, it becomes the playground of the Bloods and the Crips. But if USC decided they wanted to maintain that students couldn't have guns or anything like that, and first of all, in this state, you got to be 21 years old to have a handgun, legally own a handgun. So most of the college students that are in college can't legally possess one anyway. But these university areas are so big and sprawling and spread out, they actually overlap with the community they sit in. When they try to get out and create these gun-free fiefs that they set out there, for whatever reason they're setting them out, I have problems with that myself. I'm not a student. And that does not, you know, you don't get to get out there and have me as one of these people that, can't have a gun. Just not going to work that way. I'm sorry. Very sorry. Very sorry. Very sorry about that. So, I don't know. Sometimes when I'm thinking about these things and I try to put these things together in my head and all this other stuff, I just wonder how we let some of this power slip to these people. I really wonder about that. It concerns me a great deal. Anyway, we'll see what comes of that. Montana is, that's a rugged state. And if they have a supermajority now, they can do what they got to do. And the Democrats can just sit there, because if the Democrats had the supermajority, you can be sure they would do whatever they wanted to do. But getting out there saying, I don't think it's a good idea. Okay, fine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From theguns.com, this is Lock and Load. From theguns.com radio studio. From theguns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'll get it. It's, you know, I do it. Now, in Chi-Town, I mean, you know, I hate what's going on in Chicago. Chicago used to be the home of so many great things in my youth. I always wanted to go to Chicago. I wanted to go where the Shylights were from and where Dick Butkus played football. I wanted to go where Ernie Banks hit home runs. Wouldn't go now. That Chicago's not currently present. Chicago is more like Chirac now. It's a different thing. Now, aspiring hold-up artists in Chicago, by and large, have operated with impunity. Out of 65 hold-ups recorded in less than a week, cops have made no arrests, save for an unlucky crew that ran into a concealed carry holder. Now, this guy did a real fair accounting of himself. He took out all four members of the vehicular-borne team. Unfortunately, other gun-toting good guys and gals haven't always fared so well. With almost 700 homicides for the year, Mary Laurie Lightfoot's Murder City, USA has easily secured its place once again as America's homicide capital. In Chicago, there are 100-plus daily car thefts and carjackings. Chicago police solve some serious crimes once in a while. The bad news, they only clear about 3.5% of the most serious crimes and about 7.7% of all reported offenses. So in Chicago, it's a very likely good bet that you're going to get away with it if you commit a crime. Now, as a result, more and more prudent Chicagoans have strapped up in the face of widespread crime, no matter what Mayor Lightfoot thinks of their decision. And cops were able to tag one stick-up crew with several armed robberies after a CCW holder took down all four members. Coming from CWB Chicago, officials said a 56-year-old man was smoking a cigarette in his truck with the window down when the dark sedan pulled up next to him in the 4700 block of West Arthington around 5:53 a.m. Monday. Jeremiah Brown and a 15-year-old boy got out of the sedan while two 16-year-old boys remained in the car. Brown pulled out a .45 caliber handgun with an extended magazine and pointed it at the man's head while asking for his property. Now, the concealed carry holder had another idea. He immediately tried to take Brown's gun by grabbing the extended magazine and then fought with Brown for control of the weapon. When Brown asked the 15-year-old for help, the concealed carry holder removed his own firearm from its holster and fired three rounds. Brown and the 15-year-old were each shot in their shoulders. A 16-year-old in the getaway car's driver's seat was shot in the temple and is critically wounded. So after taking a round of the melon, the driver lost control of the car and ran over the final member of the Four Clown Posse, inflicting a compound fracture to his leg, which limited his ability to run or even limp away from the crime scene. Now, CWB Chicago has a second story about the same robbers and about how two of them were involved in another armed robbery in April, where they lost another member of their team to another CCW holder's gunshots. And we get, there's an incredible twist to report regarding the three would-be robbers who crossed paths with a concealed carry holder after carrying out a series of armed holdups in Wicker Park on Monday morning. The armed citizen shot two of the robbers, and the third broke a leg when the driver of the getaway car, who had a gunshot wound to his temple, crashed while trying to flee the scene. Turns out that two of the three robbers tried to carjack an Uber driver earlier this year, but the hijacking failed when the driver shot and killed their accomplice. A source confirmed that two teenagers involved in the April carjacking were also involved in the robbery attempt that went sideways on Monday morning. They were never charged with participating in the April crime. Both, however, have been arrested on other matters before, two sources said. So two participants in a carjacking in which a third thug was shot and killed by a citizen, and they aren't even charged with murder. Cook County Soros-funded state's attorney, Kimmy Fox, she did not charge them for the crime in April, and that's why they were armed and prowling the streets looking for some Christmas cash. And sadly for them, they ran into another citizen carrying a gun, and maybe they should try their luck at another career. This past weekend, right in the heart of the Chicago Loop at roughly Dearborn and Randolph, a carload of thieves tried to grab another ride. The owner went to confront a man who was already in his car, while the robbery crew waited in their SUV. The bad guys produced guns, and the concealed carry license holder drew his pistol. And in an exchange of gunfire with lots of witnesses in the busy neighborhood, the CCW holder hit two of the three occupants in the carjacker's car. The defender was uninjured, as was the robber who fled from the targeted car, but not before leaving tools and a phone in his haste to avoid ballistic perforation. Again, from CWB Chicago, we get a concealed carry holder shot two men during an exchange of gunfire in the heart of Chicago's Loop early Saturday morning. It's at least the third time in about a week that armed citizens have shot suspected offenders during the commission of crimes. The victim was walking to his car from the Cambria Hotel, 32 West Randolph, when someone fired shots at him from a red SUV, according to Chicago police. He pulled his weapon, returned fire, and the SUV sped away. Another offender who was inside the victim's parked car got out and ran from the scene. Officers said the offenders left a tool and a phone near the victim's car. Now, there's another story that didn't have a happy ending for the CCW holder who was attacked in her home. Home carry is a thing, and unfortunately the 22-year-old resident wasn't carrying. And when she tried to retrieve her gun, the intruder fought her for it and gained control of the gun. That's shattering to me. From Fox 32, we get, a woman was killed after being shot with her own gun by a home invader early Wednesday on the south side. Police say the 22-year-old victim was inside her home on the 9400 block of South St. Lawrence Avenue around 3:18 a.m. when a woman she did not know got inside and the two began to argue. The victim, who was a CCL holder, had her weapon taken by the home invader and was shot once in the chest. Another 23-year-old woman faced down a carjacking team with more success. She shot one attacker in the head, ending his career. As she ran from her car, another of the carjacking team shot her in the left shoulder. She got away and made it to the hospital. Meanwhile, a few minutes later, cops found a gentleman with a head wound in a stolen Kia not too far away. Cops won't say if the woman got a second member of the robbery crew or if someone else punched his ticket. from CBS Chicago, we get a woman who has a concealed carry license took on four armed men who tried to carjack her early Wednesday morning in the Calumet Heights neighborhood. Police said that a 23-year-old woman was sitting in her car shortly after 2 a.m. near 89th Street and Kenwood Avenue when four men got out of a black sedan and one of them tried to open her car door while flashing a gun. The woman, who has a concealed carry license, shot that guy in the head, then ran off from a car. Another of the would-be carjackers shot the woman in the left arm. Short time after that attack, a man was found shot and killed inside a stolen Kia about 2.5 miles away in Chatham. This is just another week or so in a big blue American city run by progressives who are rethinking criminal justice. Obviously, situational awareness and avoiding stupid places near stupid people at stupid times remains the best way to avoid a criminal attack. Home carry. See, here's the thing with home carry. Now, I know some people that don't actually carry a gun from room to room, but they have a gun somewhere where they can get to it. And for some people, that's, you know, they look at that and they're like, well, you know, you really should store those safely. I carry a gun everywhere I go. As I'm sitting here right now, one of my Roger Ward Poly 80s is sitting here with me. I have a gun everywhere I go in this house, and that's because of the turkey pot pie rule. So let me tell you the turkey pot pie rule one more time. When I'm in my house, or anywhere that I have a right to be, if I'm enjoying my turkey pot pie and somebody kicks in my door that I have done, I don't know them, and they're going to try to hurt me or my family, I am going to go kinetic on them. And a weapon is going to come up in their face, and if they take one more step, I'm going to end their criminal career. If they turn and run away, I'm going to be very upset because they will have broken in my door. But at least I can go back to my turkey pot pie. But one way or the other, I'm going back to my turkey pot pie. That's why a home carry. Some people may say I oversimplify that. I don't think that's actually oversimplified, to be honest with you. I really don't. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.